I was watching.
Were you?
Maury,
were you now? Were you watching Maury? Well, I'm glad you were watching Maury. You know what's important here is that you were watching Maury, and you weren't doing anything, I don't know, actually contribute to our fucking society. But then, of course, oddly enough, despite the fact that what do you do if you watch Maury and you think that epic mating strategy is getting banged by a prisoner and getting a beta male to fucking raise the other kid's sperm for him? You know, despite all of that, there's these people in the world who think that women should go to college. We call those people cucks. We're not going to talk about them today, but I got a podcast. I think I'm going to have to do a series coming up where I'm going to rip you fucking right-wing faggots a new asshole. Because I'm getting so tired of your fucking cuck shit.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything.
Everything.
The whole meal before the irresponsible vagina echo.
And we did most of that before we let women go to college.
They can do
just
it all,
want to point that out.
Why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children? Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people? And gosh, society is getting worse.
Imagine that. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew that if you pay stupid, low IQ, fucktard people to breed, that society would get worse? Who knew? I bet nobody could figure that out.
One simple question for the feminists out there.
What's your simple question, Clary?
Nearly 100%. I'm sure there's one or
no,
two.
No, no, no. That question's already too complicated for women, okay? You use the word percent. That has two syllables in it. That's two syllables more than a fucking woman can understand. Now, for you women who don't know where your nose is at, because since 45% of you don't know where your vagina is, there's probably a large number of you out there that if we said, hey, can you label the
trigger warning
feature? Can you label the facial features of a human? Yeah, you have like a little smiley face there with a mouth and a nose and a eyes, and women would be baffled. They wouldn't be. 45% of women would not know what the nose is called.
How you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data, and I'm not going to disrespect
myself. Ooh, empirical. There's a big word. We can't use that around the women's.
Rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Damn, I'm almost out of tea already. Fuck. This is going to be a long, long podcast. And make me a pie.
What? Click on the bitch.
You bitch. You heard me? Are you deaf? I mean, just because you don't know where your ears are at doesn't mean they don't work. All right. Oh, here we go. Let's just, I got so much that I want to talk about. So fucking much. But we're not talking about any of that today. We're doing the E. Jean letters. Let's just fucking get right into it. Dear E. Jean, I supported a starving artist boyfriend for 7 years. Yeah, well, that's still not as long as the entire male population has supported the entire female population. Basically, we've supported you through, what, 6 million years of evolution, okay? So, ooh, whoop-de-doo. Besides, you're equal, right? Men have been supporting women getting their fucking stupid-ass liberal art. Well, I want to go to college because I want to get a diploma in child psychology so that I can understand myself. I mean, so that I can help the children. Isn't it fascinating? For 6 million years that humans were evolving, women were capable of raising children and caring for children and providing for children and understanding children without needing to go to college. And now we've reached the point where we've bred so many fucking retarded people that women actually need 6 years of expensive education there's air quotes around that word, at a college in order to figure out how to deal with, to interact with, to understand children. The whole thing that women evolved to do, caring for, interacting with, understanding, communicating with children, women have become so fucking socially and intellectually retarded that they need to go to college to understand children. Which is doubly fascinating because women are children. But then women have no self-awareness. So the fact that women cannot understand children, which would be the same thing as understanding themselves, is not a surprise because women can't understand themselves because they have no self-awareness. Dear E. Jean, I supported a starving artist boyfriend for 7 years. Now, on the side, of course, she was probably getting banged by Tyrone and some fucking rapist who was in prison where she worked part-time as a prison guard, because that's epic mating strategy. Dear E. Jean, I supported a starving artist boyfriend for 7 years. For 7 years, I made his life miserable because I'm an evil fucking bitch that thinks I'm supposed to get things from everybody, but I should never have to do anything for anyone else because I have a vagina, even though I don't know where the vagina is located at. If you gave me a diagram and I had to label the vagina on it, I would not be able to do that because I don't know where it is. So E. Jean, can you tell me, where is the vagina? Okay, dear E. Jean, I supported a starving artist boyfriend for 7 years. He wronged me many times, but I loved him and believed in him. Okay, so he was alpha. He shit in your face and you kept spreading your legs. Yes, well, stupid bitch. Great, good for him. Good for him. Good for him. He wronged me many times, but I loved him and believed in him and just kept plugging away at trying to make things better. Were you trying to make things better? Were you really trying to make things better? Let me ask you this. Was your bitch ass in the kitchen making a pie? Did you lay down, spread your legs, and shut your mouth? Did you clean the house? Did you refrain from asking him stupid fucking nagging ass questions like, where were you last night? And whose underwear and bra are these? And why are you having sex with my sister? No, I'm sure you didn't. I'm sure you were a nagging little fucking selfish cunt, just like you women always are. Finally, he burned me by choosing another. Oh, 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 oh. Finally, listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Listen to this sentence that is coming at you. It's coming at you like the great one shooting a fucking load in your girlfriend's face. It's coming just a bam. Oh, right in. Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn, in the fucking eye. All right, guys, listen. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Finally, he burned me by choosing another woman. That's not the money shot. Wait for it. Wait for it. By choosing another woman who happens to be younger. No, 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 sweetheart. She doesn't happen to be younger. He didn't just choose this woman who happened to be younger. Yeah, like you chose a woman who happens to enjoy watching Babylon 5. Or you choose a woman who happens to be left-handed. Okay? You choose a woman who, I don't know, happens to have a nice pair of boots. I don't know. He did not choose a woman who just happened to be younger. He chose her because she's younger. 7 years. You supported him for 7 years. In those 7 years, you did a thing you don't understand because you don't have self-awareness. That thing is called hitting the wall. You hit the wall. He used you the way you have used men from the moment you came out of the vagina. And you hit the wall, and he traded you in for a younger version. He did not choose another woman who happened to be younger. He chose another woman because she is younger. Finally, he burned me by choosing another woman who happens to be younger, more successful at our mutual endeavor, and more outwardly sexy. And she has lavender hair and lives down the block! Exclamation mark. I don't know what more successful at our mutual endeavor even means. She has lavender hair. She lives down. She's more outwardly sexy. Yes, because she's younger than you. She hasn't hit the wall. I can't get over this emotional sideswipe! Exclamation mark. You know, this, of course, is coming from a woman who would leave him at the drop of a hat if a more alpha came along. And obviously, this woman couldn't get a man more alpha than this guy. That's why she stuck with him for 7 years. Right? I mean, women don't stick with a man for 7 fucking years if they can do better. It's called hypergamy. Rollo Tomasi can't stop talking about it over and 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 over again. What's the etiquette when I interact in a shared social circle with Lavender, whom I consider a sordid thief? No, she's just younger and more attractive than you are. Okay, a thief. So Lavender, that's our code name for the younger woman that this guy dumped her. Lavender is a thief. Okay, sweetheart. Remember My Body, My Choice? You can't tell me what to do. You don't own me. Okay, Lavender can't steal your boyfriend from you because you don't own him. He's not your property. It's his body, his choice. Right? He owes you nothing. If the roles were reversed, if a man supported you for 7 years while you got your fucking diploma in child psychology, after you got your diploma, if you went and ran off with some rapist who is in prison, there'd be no problem with that, right? Because he doesn't own you. You don't owe him anything. It's your body, your choice. You're strong, you're independent, you're girl boss. You can do whatever you want. A woman can leave a man anytime she wants to. Women do not owe men anything, okay? We don't owe you pretty, right? Women don't owe men nothing. They don't owe us sex. They don't owe us attention. They don't owe us nothing. They are their own strong, independent females. But you're saying, your boyfriend was not stolen from you. He's not your property. Lavender and I are in the local music scene. Oh, God, a musician. And by musician, I mean a woman who strums on a guitar and howls like a fucking stray cat, I'm sure. Lavender and I are in the local music scene, and she appears all around town with many of my friends. Crossing paths socially sends me into paralysis. Why? I mean, you're strong, you're independent, you're a great communicator. I mean, you're intelligent. You're a girl boss. I mean, women are so great at communicating. It's like Little Shop of Horrors. She'll crop up anywhere. I'm intimately familiar with Little Shop of Horrors, and I don't know what that means. Oh, wait, it's a woman. Never mind, it's a woman. It's not supposed to make sense. So should I confide in my friends that she is a tender spot for me? Sweetheart, it's even more painful when people invite me along when Lavender is a fellow guest. How do I respond? I got to pause. Let me address this. This keeps going. First of all, your friends all know that Lavender is banging your boyfriend. Trust me. Everyone knows that Lavender is banging your boyfriend. Everyone knows that your boyfriend dumped you for a woman who is younger, sexier, more attractive, and quite possibly knows how to just shut her mouth, go in the kitchen, and make a pie. You respond by just killing yourself because you have no fucking value to society, okay? You're a woman. You're just a fucking vessel. You're just an empty space. You're a protoplasm around an empty hole. An empty hole that has an entrance that you don't even know where it's at. I loved the man with all my heart and suffered a blow when he informed me he was seeing Lavender. Perhaps if you would have blown him more often with a little more enthusiasm, then perhaps you wouldn't have this. No, actually you would, because you would still get old. You'd still hit the wall. How much do you weigh? The eternal question. How much do these women weigh? Me again. I loved the man with all my heart and suffered a blow when he informed me he was seeing Lavender and would be relocating to her apartment as soon as our conversation was over. I like this guy. I like this guy. He knows this is how you do it. This is how you do it, guys. Find a fucking broad. Use her to support you for 7 years while you do your thing. And then find a younger, hotter, sexier babe and dump the bitch. I mean, once again, how many women have married men, used them for X number of years, then divorced them and taken half of what they've got and gone and fucked some other guy? Isn't it amazing how when a man does this to a woman, you got to write to E. Jean and go, oh my God, how do I do? This happens to men every fucking day of our lives. I mean, not every one of us every day, but this is happening to men all the fucking time. You know how many men have been fucking dumped by some goddamn broad who found somebody better? Most of them. I mean, if you're a man and you've never had a woman dump you because she found someone better, either you've never dated women or you're really rich. Those are the only possible options. So how do I navigate New York? Oh, she's in New York. Well, all right, how do I... You're in New York, and you can't avoid Lavender. There's how many million people in New York? How do I navigate New York when Lavender and I are both DJs? I thought you were in the music scene. Okay, being a DJ and being in the music scene are not really the same thing. When you say I'm in the music scene, you're kind of implying that you're a musician, not that you fucking push the play button on an Apple computer that has iTunes installed, because that's what being a DJ is in this day and age. And I really don't know if she means DJ like a DJ on a radio or DJ like a guy in a club who's mixing records, but because the thing is, both of those forms of being a DJ in the year 2021, otherwise known as year one retarded dystopia, of our Lord and Savior, Joseph Biden. Both of those forms of being a DJ both consist entirely of pushing the play button on an Apple computer that has iTunes installed. Lavender and I are both DJs, both internet radio personalities. Okay, sweetheart, you're a woman. You don't have a personality. Not only are you a woman, but you're a woman who has hit the wall and been rejected by a man whom you could not find a better man than him over a course of 7 years. Okay, you are a very low-value woman. You do not have a personality. You are not an internet radio personality. Okay? Just stop. Once again, we come back to you have no self-awareness here. The reason you're writing this letter to E-Jean is because you cannot figure any of this shit out. Okay? You're overweight. You're old. You're unattractive. You don't have a personality. Lavender and I are both DJs, both internet radio personalities, and she can spring up at any moment and swallow me whole. I don't know if that's like a lesbian fantasy thing or what that's supposed to mean, but then again, it's a woman trying to communicate her thoughts. Okay, women don't have thoughts, at least not the same way that men do, not thoughts that are coherent and make sense, and their communication skills suck, which is, of course, why women can't shut the fuck up about how amazing their communication skills are. I don't want to be reminded of pain every time I do things I love. Such as what? Talking about yourself? He was a crummy boyfriend. So this man that she supported for 7 years was a crummy boyfriend. Why'd you stay with him for 7 years? Oh, that's right. You're a dumb bitch. Oh, that's right. You couldn't do better. Oh, that's right. You weigh how much? Oh, that's right. You hit the wall. Yeah, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I mean, it's one thing. If you've dated somebody for 7 years and you come out talking about what a crummy person they are, there's something wrong with you. Okay, if you dated somebody for 7 months and you're like, this was a crummy person, yeah, it can take you a few months to figure out who a person really is, okay? To again use myself, my favorite thing, myself as an example, yeah, I've dated a number of girls, not recently, but I go on about the violin player and the fucking French teacher and, of course, the super hot vet student who I dated for 2 years. I'm not going to sit here and say nasty things. None of them were crummy people. I mean, if the vet student was a terrible person, why the fuck would I have dated her for 2 years? I mean, she wasn't perfect, but neither am I. Could I sit here and say, well, there's these things about her that I could nitpick? Yes. But was she a crummy person? No. She was quite a good person in many ways. There's a fucking obnoxious fuck ton worth of things about her that I loved and adored and appreciated. If you date somebody for 7 years and turn around and say they're a crummy person, this is a reflection on your ability to make a fucking choice about who to spend your time with. The problem is not the other person. The problem here is you. Just like when this fucking beta male faggot at this meeting of fucking men who are getting divorced by their wives. I told this whole story. This is years ago. So you're talking, because he gets off on the Me Too and all these women that have been raped. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I know 10 women that have been raped. And I'm thinking, and I don't think I said it at the time, but God damn it. I wish I would have. I would say it now. I would say it today if somebody said this. Okay, if you tell me that you know 10 women that have been raped, this is not a reflection of how many women are being raped. This is a reflection of the people you choose to spend your time with. This is a reflection of you. This is not a reflection of men as a whole. This is not a reflection of society. This is not an indicator of the patriarchy and that all men are rapists and all this other horseshit. If you are a man and you know, you are friends with, that's his friends. If I remember correctly, he claimed that these women were his friends. First off, if you're a man, you could be friends with, I know Adam Pigott will say men and women can't be friends, and I mostly agree with that. Men and women can't be friends if either of them wants to fuck the other, okay? You can only be friends with a woman if neither of you wants to fuck the other. That's how I'm friends with Alice and Rachel, because I do not want to fuck either of them. There was a time when I wanted to fuck Alice, but she hit the wall. She also doesn't shave her armpits. I do not want to fuck either of these girls. I'm not just saying that to hear the sound of my own voice because I don't have self-awareness and I want attention. I'm saying that because it's true. I can guarantee you, if you showed me either of these chicks naked, I would not get a fucking erection. I do not want to fuck these girls. That's the only way I can be friends with them, right? So this guy's sitting here telling me that he's friends with 10 women that have been raped. Okay, this does not mean the patriarchy is running wild and men are all rapists. This means you have really shitty standards for whom you decide to be friends with. Because first of all, while you're a man, you might be able to be friends with one woman. You might even be able to be friends with two women. It's possible you could be friends with three women. The idea that there's any man on the planet Earth who is friends with 10 women, that is unobtainable. That is unobtainium. That is not a thing. That is impossible. How did we get there from here? Yes, he was a crummy boyfriend that you hung out with for 7 fucking years. This is a reflection on you, you stupid man. Stupid bitch. By the way, please don't tell me to expand my circle. These are my friends, and lavender keeps cropping up like a weed that needs to be whacked. Okay, you don't own your friends. And they're probably not your friend. They're putting up with you, maybe. Are you sure they're your friends? Because once again, they all know that Lavender and your ex-boyfriend are banging. This is not a secret. Lavender is not hiding this from everyone. Neither is your ex-boyfriend. Lavender is younger and more attractive than you are. Trust me, his social media feed is filled with pictures of Lavender. Everybody knows he's banging Lavender. This is not a secret. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life. Give me a second here. How are you women this fucking stupid? This is a real question. How are you women this stupid? I suppose it goes back to being gullible. We talked about why women are gullible. Obedient and low intelligence. Okay. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life. Remember, women initiate 75% of divorces, right? But she thought she was going to spend the rest of her life, because women are so good at commitment. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with this sexy, magical man. This is the same boyfriend that right up here is a crummy boyfriend. He was a crummy boyfriend. That is a direct quote. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with this sexy, magical man. You know why he was sexy and magical? Because he was an alpha and he shit on you, and he shit on you for 7 years and you put up with it. Because you couldn't do better. Because you're fat. And now you're old. Yet he was basically a jerk. So he was basically a jerk. Her crummy boyfriend that she stayed with for 7 years was basically a jerk. And he was a sexy, magical man that she thought she was going to spend the rest of her life with. Now remember, many of you out there think that women should go to college. This woman right here, many of you out there, you know who you are. You think this woman should go to college for STEM and she should be an engineer. And it's not the women going to college that's the problem, because women don't, they don't know any better. They're not self-aware, right? Women are automatons. They are organic computers. They don't think. They can't figure things out. They never evolved to do that, because when your purpose is to make children and raise the children and keep the children alive long enough to raise more children, you don't need to be able to think, okay? Men think, because men have to figure out, how do I make a fire? How do I kill a mammoth? How do I protect the woman so she can make more babies? Women don't need to solve problems. Women are problems. God, that's brilliant. That was fucking... Hold on, I gotta write that down. Man, I have no paper. I have no pen. Where's my fucking pen and paper? I got like 12 clipboards floating around, and I never have a goddamn clipboard when I need one. There's a clipboard that's supposed to stay here in the office. Hey, I found it. I have a clipboard here that's supposed to stay here in the office at all times. Never fucking leave. Always be close to the computer desk for when I need to write something down. Such something brilliant, something smart, like women cannot solve problems. They are problems. Women cannot solve problems because they are problems. That might be a better way to put it. All right, we got that handled. Moving on. I think we're getting near the end of this. Okay. I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with this sexy, magical man. Yet he was basically a jerk. And Lavender may not even know that I exist! Exclamation mark. Well, why would Lavender know that you exist? Okay, you're older than her, you're less attractive than her, and you're probably fatter than her. Lavender has no reason at all to acknowledge your existence. Still, we share so many friends. She could be great and fun. Maybe the two of us would get along swimmingly. Should I forget the most searing pain I've ever endured? No, sweetheart, the most searing pain you've ever endured was when you went more than 20 minutes without food. bury the hatchet, make peace, exercise those demons, because I'm sure you're not exercising. Exercise the demon memory that lives in my brain and go on to live a fruitful life. What you should do is get over it. Lavender doesn't really need or want to be friends with you. Once again, this is one of those things. What advice would I give this stupid broad? You lost. You're old. You're unattractive. You lost. Just get over it and move on. I really wish I had a response to this. That was as fucking hilarious as that entire saga we just went through. Okay. I'm a 29-year-old college professor who married a royal. Though he was born in the U.S., he is, in fact, a Middle Eastern prince. I apologize in advance if this sounds like a fairy tale. Let me start at the beginning. I wonder if he shit on her like the princes in Dubai do to all the whores that go over there. I come from a lower class family. In college and grad school, I worked 3 jobs. I'm sure they were all very part-time. When I met my prince, he owned a house on the water, had never in his life held a job, traveled all around Europe on holidays, and lived on an allowance from his family. And me, I didn't start sleeping on a mattress until I was in my mid-teens. Gosh, the poor girl found a man who has a lot of money. Imagine that. Since we married, his family no longer gives him money. Oh, okay. Now we're starting to get to the problem. Because I'm like, okay, what's the problem? So you're 29 years old. And you've got a rich guy. Okay, I don't know what the problem is here. So she married him. Since we married, his family no longer gives him money. Well, yeah. I mean, it's time for him to get a job. He's grown up now. He's got a little wifey. He got him a little blonde white girl from America. Although I don't know how little you are, because per normal, you don't tell us how much you weigh. I am working 2 jobs and he's done nothing. Okay, girls, are you really this fucking clueless? It's like a repeat of the previous letter, right? Oh, I supported him for 7 years. Yeah, and why did you support him for 7 years even though he was a jerk and a crummy boyfriend? Because he's an alpha. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to care about your feelings, and he doesn't have to get a job, and he doesn't have to do these things because you are willing to debase yourself to serve him because he is an alpha. And that's why after 7 years of you supporting him, he dumped you for a younger, thinner, more attractive woman because he's an alpha. Same thing here. Since we married, family no longer gives him money. I'm working 2 jobs and he's done nothing. Not quite literally Hitler nothing. He goes to school, 5 years now, and so far, no degree of any kind. Well, you have a degree, but you're just a college professor. Your degree doesn't matter. Okay, he doesn't have to get a job. He's an alpha. You selected him. He's the best you can do. He doesn't have to get a job. He is the prize, not you. He can do whatever he wants. How do you women not understand this? He is, for the lack of a better term, god-awful with money. I've told him a million times that I don't care if he lays tile, is that like laying pipe, or becomes a hairdresser. I'm just so afraid of becoming my mom, working 80 to 110 hours a week and having a partner who doesn't do jack. He doesn't have to get a job. He is an alpha. How do you women not understand? How do you women like have sex and reproduce with men who are in prison? And then you sit there and go, I can't believe the man that I chose to marry won't get a job. And I'm working two jobs to support him. And I'm working two jobs and I'm making all the money. And then he just won't go get a job. Why should he get a job? You're working two jobs and you're supporting them. Why should he? What's his incentive to get a job? Besides, you girls wanted careers, right? You wanted a career. You wanted equality. You wanted to go to work. You're going to go to work and you're going to have a career. And you are going to get access to the patriarchy. You are going to get a career and you are going to be strong and independent and powerful like men, because men have careers. And look at men. Men have careers and they're in the patriarchy, and you are going to get a career, and then you're going to infiltrate the patriarchy and you're going to transform it into a matriarchy, and you are going to be strong and independent. You have two fucking careers. This man has given you the opportunity to have twice as many careers as many women are allowed to have. You should be overjoyed. You should be flowing with happiness. Happiness should be flowing like pussy juice coming out of your vagina, if only you knew where your vagina was at. What are you complaining about? You have two, count them, two fucking careers. You are double feminist. I fear I'm already inadvertently on that path. I love my husband. Of course you do, because he's an alpha. You can't do better. You don't love your husband. Women are not capable of loving anything except themselves. You're not fucking biologically designed. You're not neurochemically inclined. You did not evolve as a woman to love anything other than yourself. You do not love your husband. He's just the best you can do. Because your two careers do not make you sexually attractive to other men. Otherwise, if your career was what was attractive about you, you have two of them, men would be throwing themselves at you. I love my husband, and I don't want to come across as griping. I don't want to come across as griping. You know, when I was thinking about what I was going to podcast about for the first step of this week for this Monday's episode, I really was thinking about going off on my rant about cuckservatives and women going to college and choosing sides and, you know, the all just gay things that cuckservatives say, you know? I'm really happy I did this instead because this is a lot more fun. I love my husband in so much as I, as a woman who has no self-awareness and am less evolved than men, am capable of loving something other than myself. And I don't want to come across as griping, even though I should feel fortunate and lucky that he allows me to have two careers. But I've gotten him to go to counseling with me, attended communication workshops, and talked to every person I trust, which would be no one. And I still don't know what to do. Any advice would be appreciated. Keep going to work. Keep enjoying your dual career. Keep supporting him because he's the best you're ever going to be able to do. You don't mention why his family's not giving him money anymore. I have to guess that they're not giving him money because he married maybe specifically you as opposed to a Middle Eastern woman. So if you were to divorce him and leave him, then maybe he'd start getting money again, which would be good for him. And you certainly don't want to do anything that will benefit a man. Although, I don't know, would you get half of what he has? I mean, there's always that too. I mean, if you can somehow divorce him and tap into the riches of the family, then that's probably worth it. But otherwise, I mean, this guy's the best you can do. I would just be happy. Look, sweetheart, here's what you do. Get some rescue dogs. Get a horsey. And then just lean in to your two careers. And just think about all the good things you can do. I mean, you're a college professor. I mean, think about all the young women that you can indoctrinate with your hatred for men. Think of all the young women, and young men for that matter, whose lives you can destroy by preaching feminist propaganda. You can explain to these young girls that you're teaching at this college, you can tell them about how wonderful it is that you have two careers and you're married to a prince and you have a horsey and three rescue dogs. You need to stop thinking about yourself and think about here the opportunity you have to advance the agenda of feminism. In fact, you could even invent a story where he raped you. You could be fag tag me too. Dear Eugene, I'm feeling like an absolutely worthless human being. Well, yes, sweetheart, that's because you're a woman. You are. I don't know if I'd say you're a worthless human being because as a woman, you're not really a human being. You're just protoplasm wrapped around a hole, right? You're a life support system for a uterus, which is only needed to make children. So you're not totally worthless, but you're certainly not a human being. On paper, my life... She has a life. Get ready, everybody. I wonder if we're going to hear about her career. She has a life. All right. Oh, God! I just looked ahead. Am I a genius or what? Once again, just a reminder, I'm honest to God, guys, I'm not bullshitting you. I do not read these ahead. I do not know what's coming. I promise you. You can think I'm making this up. I'm not. I fucking swear to God who does not exist. I swear on my dead grandmother's ashes, I do not read ahead. I have no idea. All right, here we go. On paper, my life looks quite desirable. 26 years old, so she's starting to hit the wall. A high-paying career at a famous advertising agency. Okay, so she's working her way up. She's in the career. She's having sex with somebody at the company that was founded by men. An apartment in a coveted neighborhood. But I feel desperately unfulfilled. That's because you don't have a man. That's because there's a hole inside of you. Literally, Hitler, you have a hole inside you. It can be accessed through an opening between your legs that you can't locate. And that hole is empty. That's why you feel unfulfilled, sweetie, because you have a career and you have a nice place to live, but you're hitting the wall and you don't have a fucking man. I come to work each day and instantly become bored. Really? Did you think coming to work was going to be exciting? Was it? How dumb are you? This is the big God. This just the fact that this lie that women have just bought into this lie that having a job is exciting. I'm going to go to work today. It's going to be exciting. You broads are so fucking dumb. I have a career. It's going to be so exciting. I come to work each day and instantly become bored. I have virtually no work to do and no responsibility. Well, that's because you're a man. I've asked my manager multiple times for a larger... Wait. What the fuck? That's because you're a woman. Did I just say that's because you're a man? I mean, that's... God, I can't fucking talk. I have virtually no work to do and no responsibility. Yes, because your manager, who is a man, we find that out in just a second, isn't going to give you work and responsibility because he knows you can't do it. Why is he going to get... If there's work that needs to get done, he's not going to give it to you because you're going to fuck it up. And you're a woman. We need responsibility. When the fuck has a woman ever fucking had or taken or been responsible? The shit are you talking about, broad? No one's going to give you responsibility. Okay, the theme music is coming up. We're going to listen to the theme music. When it's done, we're going to finish this letter off. Kind of the way I finished off on your mom last night, okay? We're going to bring it home. We're going to shoot a big old load. We're going to leave it right there, smack right in the face. Shut your mouth and make babies.
What is beautiful in a woman? What
is shutting up?
Attractive in a woman
is shutting up
by men.
And that would be shutting up.
Men that determine what is attractive in women.
And what is attractive in women is when they shut up.
I can't believe I have to bait these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash, guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
We don't care. I'm a college professor. I have two careers. We don't care.
They're not about
no one cares.
They're not about reality.
Okay? We don't care. You're 29. You're fat. You've hit the line. We don't care about your fucking career.
Advantage.
I got that career. Yeah, I bet you women would touch yourselves while you're talking about your career if you could figure out where the part of your body you're supposed to touch is at. But 45% of you are like, I don't know where to touch. I want to touch myself while I talk about my career, but I don't know where I should put my fingers. Oh my God.
The law says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.
And I have a career! Career! All right. I come to work each day. I'm sure you also come at work. I come to work each day and instantly become bored. I have virtually no work to do and no responsibility. I've asked my manager multiple times for a larger workload, but to no avail. Are you sure it's a workload you're asking for, or are you asking for a different kind of load? I really need a larger load. Maybe if your load was larger, it would help me locate my vagina. He ignores me. The manager is the man. Like I said, he's not going to give you more work. If he did hire you, he didn't hire you because he wanted to give you work and responsibility. Okay? He hired you because he wants to bang you. If he didn't hire you, if you were hired by someone else and foisted upon him, you're just another fucking employee he has to deal with. You're just another piece of fucking flotsam and jetsam that infects his life. He's got to come to work every day and listen to your goddamn problems, right? You're here, I want more work. I want more responsibility. I'm bored. He's like, bitch, I get paid the same. Just shut up and go away. Well, just, woman, just shut up and go away. My most noteworthy day-to-day accomplishments are reading the entire internet and going to the gym. Really, what are you doing at the gym? How fat are you? I'm sometimes paralyzed with guilt because I'm so well paid to do nothing. And so, oh my God, listen to this fucking virtue signaling shit. Right, because there's... I'm sometimes paralyzed with guilt because I'm so well paid to do nothing. And so many hardworking people are trying to make ends meet. You know, sweetheart, you can take that money. You can give it to hardworking people that are trying to make ends meet anytime you want. See, once again, we see women, they've got guilt. They have all this guilt and they want to alleviate it because they're feels and stuff, but they don't want to actually do anything. Okay, so you want more work and responsibility. Great, so you go to work. There's nothing for you to do there. Why don't you channel your desire for more work and responsibility into taking some of the money you get paid and using it to help these poor people for whom you're sitting here telling us you have all this guilt for? I mean, you could feed some homeless people. You could take some of your money. You could buy school supplies for kids. I mean, serious. If you really are bored and you have no purpose because your career is not fulfilling, you know, the way you were told by the feminist propagandist that getting a fucking career at some fucking advertising agency was going to fill this void in your life, which is there because you don't have a man. That's the thing. It's not. This is all just her fucking trying to virtue signal. There is no fucking guilt and void in your life over all this shit. You're just a stupid bitch who's full of shit, okay? But let's say you really are. You really need more responsibility and more challenges and all this stuff. And you're making all this money and you're making so much money. You just have too much money and you care so much about these people that are working so hard and can't make ends meet. I'm pretty sure you could find a way to channel your time, your passion, into somehow being responsible for utilizing part of this excessive amount of money you're getting to help these people who are struggling. I'm pretty sure a really smart, bright career girl like you who goes to the gym and has read the entire internet could probably figure out a way to do that if you really gave a shit about anyone other than yourself, which you don't. I feel devoid of purpose and direction. I wonder what that's like, to feel sweetheart, purpose and, then again, where do purpose and direction come from? They come from inside. Right now, the great one, honest to God, I really wanted to be doing right now. I just wanted to go sit down and play Star Wars, but I played Star Wars all day yesterday. That's not an exaggeration either. I did like probably 12 hours of Star Wars. I did some other shit. I ran some errands and stuff. It was a nice day. But I did about 12 fucking hours of Star Wars. I really just kind of wanted to play Star Wars again today. But then I found some purpose and some direction in my life. I said, you know what? I'm going to yell at the internet. Am I going to make fun of women? Am I going to make fun of conservatives? Am I going to make fun of people who claim they're conservatives but think women should go to college? I mean, once again, listen to this woman. You want this woman designing a bridge? You want her to fucking major in STEM? Really? Do you really? Do you? Do you really? If you do, you're a dumbass, and I know what you're saying. We're gay men, but not all women are like that. I know this one woman. She's an engineer. Okay, that's cuck. No, you don't know this one woman. You don't. They're all like this. Every fucking one of them. For every woman you know that majored in STEM and she's an engineer, there's three men that are doing her job at work while she fucks off. If we removed women from the fucking workforce, productivity would skyrocket. Gee, I would love it. And I guarantee there are conservatives who will argue with me about this as well. I wish we could run the experiment. I wish there was some magical fucking way we could remove women from the workplace for 10 years. And we need a control group. So we take the planet Earth and we split it. It's like science fiction. We split it into two different parallel universes, right? So everything's been the same right up until right now today. Then boom, we split the Earth into two parallel universes. And in one of them, we fucking ban women from having jobs. In the other one, we just let the retarded dystopia keep on cruising. And just see, I guarantee you, GDP will skyrocket without women in the workplace. Fucking skyrocket. And then all the conservatives who are going on, yeah, man, those liberals
are so lazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. The liberals are lazy. The liberals, let me see if I got this right, guys. Let me see if I got this right. Get the fuck out of the way. Let me see if I got this right. The liberals are lazy. These would be the liberals that control the media. They control the movies. They control television. They control the news networks. They control magazine. They control printing. They control the internet. They control social media. They control music, if I didn't already say that one. They're lazy. Okay, these are the liberals. The liberals control the payment processors. They control the banks. They control virtually all of the corporations. They're lazy. They control the colleges. They control the public education system. They control foreign policy. They control domestic policy. They're lazy. Really? 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 The liberal, I pray tell, conservatives, pray tell me this laziness of the liberals, why it certainly does seem to be manifesting as fucking success. And you conservatives, oh, the conservative, why we work so hard. great! You're working so hard! You have two careers! Do you have some rescue fur babies to go along with that? So you conservatives who, you just work so hard! Alright, what exactly do you control? That's right! Not a fucking thing! So why don't you fucking cucks who sit here and talk about how liberals are lazy? I can't believe liberals are egalitarians. Don't you know egalitarianism doesn't work? Oh, so you don't think women should have jobs?
Well, of course women should have jobs. We can't tell women they can't have jobs.
Oh, so you're an egalitarian. So you're accusing liberals of being lazy egalitarians, but you're an egalitarian who claims that you're working all the time, and yet you have nothing to show for this work because you control absolutely nothing. You're not even allowed to have a fucking Twitter account. So go... fuck yourself, okay, cuckservatives? Because I'm getting really sick of your shit. I'm getting sick of hearing about Jesus. I'm getting sick of hearing about how you're not an egalitarian. I'm getting sick of hearing about how you work so fucking hard. I'm getting sick of hearing about how you're choosing sides. Oh, we're going to talk about the side choosing. Oh, the side. You got to choose a side. You've chosen a side, Kerkuck. You've chosen a side. The side you have chosen is called losing. Not losing, because losing implies it's happening. The correct term is loser. It is over. We are in dystopia. There will never be another president of the United States of America that is not a member of the Democrat Party. You can take that to the fucking bank. That is an official prediction made right here, right now. Year one, RD, it's done. You fucking ignorant ass fucking cucks have fucking lost because you're pussies, you're lazy, you're cowards, you are egalitarians, and hiding behind Jesus isn't gonna fucking save you. Oh my God, and then let's not even talk about the faggots out there who think that QAnon is real. Holy shit! Guys, I'm a fucking atheist. Let me tell you something. There's more evidence for the existence of God than there is for QAnon. Holy fucking shit. You fucking conservatives make fun of women for believing that they're going to find fulfillment from getting a career, and you're dumb enough to believe in QAnon? Jesus goddamn fucking H fucking Christ on a fucking stick. You're... QAnon? And you have the fucking balls to make fun of women for falling for the goddamn lie that a career will bring them fulfillment? You are way stupider. So anyhow, that's a little preview of the ass whooping that I'm gonna fucking lay down when I get ready to start ripping cuckservatives a new fucking asshole. Because here's, you fucking conservatives, you're the only ones who had a chance to stand up to the libtards. You're the only ones. There's not enough anarcho-capitalists to do it. There's not even enough libertarians to do it. The conservative movement, the Republican Party, they were the only ones that had enough manpower to possibly mount a viable defense to the fucking libtards. And you just fucking rolled over like a bunch of goddamn fucking pussies. You have lost. And I don't give a shit that you lost for the consequences it brings upon you. You guys all end up in a fucking re-education camp. I don't give a shit. You're a bunch of fucking lazy egalitarians who are waiting for QAnon and Jesus to come bail you the fuck out. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, you could all get exterminated tomorrow. Go fuck yourselves. But because you didn't have the balls to stand up to the libtards.
Well, you know,
I know liberal arts are stupid, but we gotta let girls go to college. We gotta let girls go to college.
I feel devoid of purpose and direction, almost as if I were a member of the Republican Party. Some days, I can barely motivate myself to get out of bed. What should I do? Well, sweetheart, you should channel all this fucking energy and everything that you're not devoting to your career into helping these people that you claim you feel bad for. But you don't really feel bad for them. You don't. You thought that having a career was going to fill the hole in your life. And much like a conservative who sits around and says, Donald Trump didn't save me the way I thought he was going to. But so maybe QAnon will save me. QAnon hasn't showed up yet. Well, maybe Jesus will save me. Just like a conservative who is lazy and is constantly looking for someone else to come and save them. You're lazy. And you thought that the career was going to bring you the fulfillment, and the career didn't bring you the fulfillment. And so now you're sitting there going, oh my God, Donald Trump didn't save everything. Donald Trump didn't make America great. And QAnon has kind of fallen down on the job. Well, maybe Jesus is finally going to show up and fix things. And here you go, woman.
You're saying, I'm bored. I come to work. I get paid all this money. I'm bored. I can't figure out what to do. My career didn't give me fulfillment. Maybe E. Jean can give me fulfillment, right? I don't believe in Jesus, but maybe E. Jean can fulfill me. Maybe E. Jean can fill the... No, the thing that will fill your hole, sweetheart, is find a fucking man, have some kids, and get your bitch ass into the kitchen and make your family a pie.